The normally busy birthing ward in Louga, a public hospital in northern Senegal, is now a crime scene. This is where Astu Sokhna and her unborn child died. After being in labor for 20 hours, Astu begged the nurses and doctors to perform a C-section, telling them she would die otherwise. The staff ignored her. Four midwives have been arrested for her death. The Ministry of Health says this was an avoidable human error. According to the UN, one woman dies every 2 minutes from complications of pregnancy and childbirth. Most of these deaths take place in Africa. In Senegal, Sokhna's death was one too many, causing nationwide condemnation and protest.
Astu Sokhna's death has shaken us. I lost my little sister. Her baby carries her name. This pain that we women have gone through can no longer be ignored. Too many women die giving life.
Ali and Mariam Afal are anxious. She's had a miscarriage before and this is their first pregnancy. Mariam is about to have a C-section and didn't want to appear on camera. She's too nervous. Following Sokhna's death, the couple decided that she would give birth in a private clinic.
In public hospitals, if you don't pay the staff, giving them extra cash, they won't even deal with you. In this clinic, you pay, but they are caring. We feel reassured. It feels safe.
For the clinic's doctor, Mariama's C-section is a routine operation that should take only 30 minutes.
Okay, so we're just outside the operation room where the surgery is taking place. And I want you to see what's going on outside. There are secondhand equipment from beds to surgery equipment, lights. And here further down, they're installing an oxygen machine. Inside this block is a new anesthesiology machine. Basic equipment that you need to operate, except here in Senegal, in public hospitals, while they're in short supply.
In the birthing ward in Louga, used syringes are strewn everywhere. Blood is splattered on the wall and on the floor. The wastebasket overflow with placentas and umbilical cords. The stench of human waste is unbearable. There's only one gynecologist for the 300,000 people living in Louga. The Health Workers Union of the hospital says the state has abandoned them.
Look at the state of the beds of our wards. Women have to give birth on the floor. Where are all the millions of dollars the state promised for women's reproductive health? Money we need to protect mothers and their babies.
Back at the clinic, Mariama gives birth to a boy. He's quickly examined by the doctor, who hands him to the nurses, who in turn hands him to the father. Meanwhile, the mother is in the recovery room, still waiting to meet her newborn. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Louga, northern Senegal.